Hey guys, this is Andrew again with Wings, and I am here to go over the next topic on our series of weekly driver bulletins. Today we're going to talk about picking up passengers who are flying from overseas, international flights. This is not for people who are from the States, take a quick jaunt in Europe, say, and then come back, because they will have American phones and you can get in contact with them. But really what we're trying to talk about here is for those international passengers who are maybe from South America or what have you, and they come to the States and don't have a normal kind of operating U.S. phone. So there's a couple different things that are even added to that that kind of complicate measures. They'll have to go through customs, and they if they are foreign, they might not really know how TNCs work and kind of how the pickups work if they're not a taxi. So here are a couple quick things to know if you are picking up an international passenger. So what will most likely be the case, number one, is that the phone number is missing from the little section there on the driver app. And if you do not have a phone number in that section, you'll have to look in your ride confirmation email for their email address. And once you've obtained that, you can contact the rider that way to verify all of their details and see if they can have any type of phone service when they land, whether they can pick up a kind of, even a payphone, if they can just quickly contact you and see where you are to kind of shore up that pickup. If you do find out that they will not have any phone service, ask them if they have something like WhatsApp or Viber, something that you can connect with the airport's Wi-Fi and other messaging kind of platform. WhatsApp and Viber, if you don't have them, can be downloaded for free from the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. If you do know the airport's pickup areas really well, I would suggest kind of planning out a spot where you want to kind of sneak in and get and park down, and then communicating that clearly to your passenger. So if you're going to be at the international terminal, door 4, kind of communicate that to the passenger so that they kind of have a real clear plan of action once they've landed and are going to meet you. Now, it's really important to check the kind of processing times for any arrivals or the custom transits. So what you'll do actually is each airport has their own kind of information as to how that stuff works and kind of what the usual times are for getting through customs and that kind of stuff. So we're going to link it in this email, but if you need me to read it right now, it is awt.cbp.gov. But again, it'll be in that email and you can click on it and then check kind of how that's going to work once you pick up the passenger that has to go through customs. And then as always, you'll have to track the flights on the app that you're using, whether it's FlightAware, FlightStats, Google, etc. And check the airline's website to see if the plane is on time. And that'll probably be the most important part, but you know that already since that's what you do for every Wings ride. So feel free to email drivers@wings.com if you have any additional questions, but that hopefully is a little bit helpful to you, at least when you go pick up your first international passenger. So thanks for taking the time to listen, and have a great day.